studies.
Today's News Talk Radio.
True studies. This is safe for adults, much less kids.
TNTRadio.live.
Welcome to the Mind Medicine Program. I'm Charles Kovess, your host. I'm Australasia's passion provocateur. I'm located in Melbourne, Australia. So if wherever you are listening in the world, whether it's live or on a podcast, welcome. So for those in Los Angeles, it's 10 p.m. on Friday night. So this show, Mind Medicine Program, is all about how and why your mind matters, giving you insights into the functioning of your mind, insights into mental health issues and health issues of all descriptions. This program is brought to you in association with Mind Medicine Australia. So we want to educate you about, tell you about Mind Medicine Australia. And we're thrilled to support this wonderful mental health charity. It is Australia's leading not-for-profit organisation working on the use of medicinal psilocybin. Some people call it psilocybin, but it's got too much connotation with silly for me, so I prefer psilocybin, and MDMA-assisted therapies to treat a range of mental illnesses. Mind Medicine Australia exists to help alleviate the suffering caused by our accelerating mental illness epidemic in Australia, through expanding the treatment options available to medical practitioners and their patients. Unlike current treatments such as antidepressants, which only manage the illness and can have nasty side effects, psilocybin and MDMA-assisted therapies have been scientifically proven to be a safe and effective cure for anxiety, depression, end-of-life stress, addictions, and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, after just a short treatment program. These medicines are also currently being researched for dementia, eating disorders, and obsessive compulsive disorder. Results from over 160 trials indicate that the medicines are safe and non-addictive when administered within a medically controlled environment and lead to remissions in 60 to 80% of patients after just 2 to 3 medicinal sessions in combination with psychotherapy. There have been zero adverse events in over 3,000 patients. Both medicines have been granted breakthrough therapy status in the USA to fast-track their approval. This designation is only given to medicines which may prove to be vastly superior to existing treatments. Mind Medicine Australia is dedicated to helping the rapidly emerging global movement to spread awareness and ensure these medicines are available via the medical system. Mind Medicine Australia has also commenced the first ever certificate in psychedelic therapies in the Southern Hemisphere. The world-class faculty, which includes Dr. Gábor Máté from Canada, originally from Hungary, Professor David Nutt, and Dr. Rick Doblin, is training psychiatrists, GPs, physicians, and other specialists, nurses, social workers, and occupational therapists. It was recently described as the world's best psychedelic therapist training program in the world by Professor David Nutt, and graduates rave about the program. So go and visit the website, mindmedicineaustralia.org. I'll tell you more about its wonderful work in the second hour of the show. This show is also about passion and its impact on your mental health. My proposition to you is this: as Australia's passion provocateur, if you are pursuing your passion, your mental health improves. And I'll say that again. The more passionate you are about what you do, the less likely you are to have poor mental health. And one of the issues around mental health is being driven by fear. And the beauty of passion is passion comes from your soul. And the dichotomy that we have in our life is whether you are driven by fear or by love. This show is all about reminding you about your amazing capabilities as a man, as a woman, and to not have your life be driven by fear. So before I introduce Mark Greathead, my first guest, I want to raise a couple of points on a relevant monkeypox. It is just another scam, everybody. Don't get sucked in. I'm a big fan of Judy Mikovits, Mikovits. Many of you have heard of her. A big fan. She says, stop jabbing stuff into your body. I agree with that. Do not be sucked into having a jab for monkeypox. And quite frankly, if you're a listener to this program, you are unlikely to even contemplate a jab for bloody monkeypox. It's interesting to see that Novak Djokovic, who I happen to know personally through circumstance, you know, can't go into the US unless he's had his COVID jabs. The jabs that are proving to create a massive, the most number of adverse events for any medication that's ever been released under the name of vaccines. It is just keep looking at the data, everybody. Adverse events abounding, deaths abounding, and then you have chief health officers saying, oh, we don't know why people are suddenly dying. There's a new disease, isn't it? Sudden itis. The other interesting thing to contemplate is 5G, and I'm hoping Mark will be able to pay a bit of attention or just share his views on the dangers of 5G and electromagnetic frequency emissions. I've been exposed to some very interesting data that makes me very concerned. I've been concerned about it for a long time. But in terms of your health, in terms of your mental health, be aware that being around 5G emissions can have an impact on your mental health. The other big piece of news this week was a wonderful report by Dr. Pierre Corey on one of the states of India, Uttar Pradesh, which has had a magnificent result from COVID, tiny number of deaths from COVID, and the chief minister in that state absolutely supported early intervention with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and the numbers speak for itself. So if anybody says to you, look at the science, yes, look at the science of what Uttar Pradesh did. It's a wonderful story. The other interesting thing that came up during the week was the CDC in America, the Center for Disease Control, has changed its stance about people who aren't jabbed with these gene-altering jabs, now no longer need to be treated differently to those who have been jabbed. This was announced quietly, but I've seen the release. So the CDC secretly changing its stance. Very interesting. So well done for listening to this show. It shows you are somewhat awake. We hope that the Mind Medicine program and all of the shows on this radio station help you to be across the truth, not being seduced by government misinformation. Now, my first guest, Mark Greathead, an amazing man. And I just want, I really don't know where to start with Mark, because he is a horse vet, an equine vet, but he sent me a wonderful document that we're going to, I'm sure, talk about. And it says how you can save your life, and three very interesting websites. And I'm going to quiz him on this. He and his wife Fiona Reynolds are working well on it. But Intention One Earth Foundation, Horsepower Equine Nutrition Systems, and the WE Project, WE. So, Mark Greathead, welcome to the Mind Medicine Program. You are a man truly expert in matters of health.
Thank you, Charles. Nice to join you, and thank you for the invitation and opportunity to be here and share what hopefully can be of some practical use to people.
Yes, that's
where would you like to start?
Very, very well put, this question. They're practical use to people. So I urge people, because Mark has got so many solutions, so many possible ways for you to heal your life. I want you to talk about homeostasis. You brought it back into my attention over the last couple of years. You and I met a long time ago. What does it mean to be healthy, to be in a state of homeostasis?
I guess it's where we are. We are in a state of equilibrium and balance, we are listening to our bodies, and we are responding to what we are hearing within our bodies. And ultimately, I guess that takes us to natural means to maintain our health rather than pharma. No surprise that I'd make such a comment, as you'd be aware. And that's what Fiona and I have been all about. And from the early days when I first graduated, I was aware that as a newly qualified vet, there was a heck of a lot I didn't know. And I very quickly became involved in a raft of various other holistic modalities, including acupuncture and homeopathy and kinesiology. I was actually acting as a surrogate to diagnose a horse's back in the presence of several of my colleagues about 30-odd years ago, and they were much amused and subsequently formed veterinary kinesiology and homeopathy and acupuncture groups. So I then became involved in nutrition, initially with horses and then subsequently with people, and then that led me on to zeolite, and zeolite being a ubiquitously available material, being a volcanic ash that is available everywhere on the planet. And so that initially got my attention, and I didn't know at the time entirely why, but in hindsight, 20/20 vision, we start to see why, namely that at this time, toxicity and Professor Anne Steineman from the School of Engineering at Melbourne University was on the air and quoted as saying that 90%+ of disease can be streeted back to retained toxicity in our bodies. And she spoke about off-gassing inside buildings as opposed to toxicity from external sources such as fumes from petrochemicals and so on. And so zeolite then led on to food.
So how do you use zeolite? Do you take it internally?
Yes. Yeah, you can take it internally is the ideal way. There's many forms of zeolite, and but essentially it's just a powder that you can take at a sort of fairly smallish dosage. It has no known side effects. Has a huge amount of research, some of which is included in that document that I sent you, which we may be able to make available if people are interested. So anyway, that got me on the path of detox, and fast forward about a little over a month ago, I had contact from one of our Irish friends who has been very much involved with what was originally MMS, more recently contemporized as CDS, which stands for chlorine dioxide solution. The original, and this is very much a miraculous substance in my experience and opinion. And the reason is that it basically enables all accumulated pathogens, both microbial as well as heavy metals and other toxins, to be oxidated and therefore removed from our bodies in a very short time. And to give you some context, there's a document that you and I have spoken about. It's called Majestic 12, which was one of the most highly classified US Defense Intelligence Agency documents, recently declassified. And it talks about the fact that people that have consumed the standard American diet, SAD, interesting abbreviation.
Yeah, right, SAD, you're kidding me.
Standard American diet for 30 years will take typically 9 years to using best practice detox methodologies to remove the accumulated toxicity from their body. So that's a pretty sobering concept if you think about it for a minute. And only at that time, and this is where it gets very interesting, only at that time will they be able to access their God magic, which we take to be a reference to the activation of our DNA, which has been spoken of as happening now at this time, long foretold in all spiritual and indigenous teachings. So a little bit on CDS. CDS is a user-friendly version. The original MMS was very rough, being a chlorine salt with a short half-life, and it was used by a guy called Jim Humble in Africa for treating people with malaria. And they would actually go to bed with all the symptoms of malaria. They'd take this MMS, they'd vomit and they'd have diarrhea virtually throughout the night, a bit like an ayahuasca trip. But in the morning, they would be clear of malaria. So, of course,
MMS or CDS?
This would have been MMS at that time.
Yep.
So, obviously, the majority of people aren't interested in going through that experience. Some will, but the vast majority will not. And so a guy called Andreas Kalka, whose website is very much worth a visit, it's www.andreaskalker.com. He is a biophysicist, and he did the research to basically create CDS, which is easily made from MMS, and it's
just hold that thought, because we've got to go to an ad break, Mark, but I'm going to bring you back to it. Andreas Kalka and this conversion of MMS to CDS. We'll be back in a moment, dear listeners. You're with Charles Kerbesso. I'm with Dr. Mark Greathead, a true expert in health. We'll be back in just a moment. You're on TNT Radio.
You should hear what Rick Munn's talking about.
In England, oh yes, England, good old England, eh? Good old Blighty. Well, 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 guess what? There's a recession, and we're in the middle of it, and it's going to get worse, as predicted. Not doom merchants, not gloom merchants, not prophets of doom. Simply joining the dots. Yes, we like to join the dots at TNT Radio. We get a lot of flack for it, but hell's bells, eventually the media come around and even the governor of the Bank of England comes around and validates the things that we have been hypothesizing for the previous several months. Bank of England governor defends rate hike ahead of looming recession. So he's whacking the interest rates up in the UK by 0.5 percentage point, which is the biggest single rise in decades. The UK economy is to be in recession for more than a year. Listen, it's going to be a heck of a lot more than a year. This ain't going away within 12 months. This is just the beginning.
Locked and loaded with Rick Munn on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
I view Al Sharpton as a poverty pimp.
Terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland.
I walk outside every day in fear of white supremacy right here in the middle of the hood. Okay, yeah, right.
My grandparents had a cross burned on their property. We were slaves in the past. We're free now.
I've never seen a white supremacist in my life. Never, and they can't point to one. Where the hell are they? I wish somebody would introduce me to a white supremacist. I would like to talk to them and take pictures with them, because I never seen one in my life.
Biden says that the country is systematically racist. You know, I almost want to look at him and say, haven't you been the system for the last 50 years?
He's the one that sponsored the 1994 crime bill, which unequivocally basically targeted black men in black neighborhoods.
The polarization. The left versus right, the black versus white.
Pro-choice against pro-life.
I work for Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry that I scared you.
People have had to make it like they're apologizing for their whiteness.
And could you just please apologize for, you know, for your white privilege?
What's more disheartening to me is that those who are within the black community are allowing for that to take place.
So really what we're dealing with is a cultural Marxism that Joe Biden and all the rest from the left were trying to inculcate into our society.
Well, you were once the oppressor, so now I must be the oppressor. You don't avenge evil for evil.
It's okay to say disparaging things against white people. Our former president, Barack Obama, said it, you know, about old white men are a problem. Except when it comes time for him to fly around on their airplanes and ride around on their yachts or be their next door neighbors or endorse them for president like Joe Biden, then old white men are okay. This is their last gasp.
What do progressive socialists really want?
Watch Systematic Deception at SalemNow.com.
As Joe Biden negotiates his way out of the room, we don't negotiate with the truth. We mandate that the truth be told. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to the Mind Medicine Program. I'm Charles Kerbes, your host, and I'm with Dr. Mark Greathead, a true expert in health from an equine background. Mark, we were talking about MMS being converted into chlorine dioxide solution by AndreasKolka.com. Tell us more about that story, how that, what the relevance of that journey.
Okay, well, the relevance is that anything that's unpalatable and that makes people sick is a major stumbling block. And the great benefit of what AndreasKolka has done is that he's taken that scenario and turned it into one that is extremely user-friendly, which basically enables people to engage with CDS, and in doing so, very rapidly accelerate the process of detoxing their bodies and thus removing accumulated pathogens of all types, as I said earlier, microbial, heavy metal, and other chemicals that have accumulated over over decades in most cases. And so the testimonials relating to both MMS and CDS are in the tens and I believe hundreds of thousands. And you can look that up simply by looking up MMS testimonials, and whatever works for MMS works for CDS because they're basically the same material. And essentially all disease has been reversed by virtue of the fact that what's happening with the CDS is that in removing pathogens, it's changing our body's immune status and enabling our immunity to reactivate. And in removing all of those toxins, that's basically what happens. And just to give you a bit more background, there's a whole fascinating scenario, which is that, look, going back to the standard American diet, again,
I love that acronym, SAD.
Really. So what happens is that, and it's not just American, I'm here to tell you, is that, you know, we eat a lot of starch, a lot of wheat, and wheat, I'm here to tell you, but I don't need to tell you, Charles, wheat is grown with glyphosate. So glyphosate is well known now to be a carcinogen, but it's more than just the carcinogen. The wheat causes, particularly in the quantities that we consume it in bread, in pasta, in biscuits, in pastries, and then it's not just the wheat, it's the other carbs as well that we consume. They cause problems with our immune function. They are all converted to sugar, and they all finish up being fuel for microbes. So in consuming carbs, that is a very substantial factor in creating the pathogen overgrowth. Candida is a very well-known and well-documented pathogen. It has intelligence. It encourages us to seek sugar and in different forms. But it has company. There's many other bugs that thrive on carbs and sugar. So that's one of the things that is part of the genesis of the pathogen load and the microbial part of it in particular. And so what CDS does is that it takes all of this out, it removes it very quickly, and so people are reversing diseases that they've had for a very long time in a very short time. I'm talking weeks. But what appears to be necessary, as well as using the CDS, is to do the other side of the process, that is to modify your diet. And so the sorts of things that are important are firstly, getting away from carbs, getting onto a plant diet, getting away from red meat, getting away from everything that acidifies our body, because all of these influences that acidify our body, literally to take it from a neutral pH down to an acidic pH of somewhere in the sixes, the fives, the fours, that in turn is directly connected to inflammation in our bodies, and inflammation is the precursor and the sort of partner to other degenerative diseases. So the idea is to use the CDS as the short-term means by which to get a, you know, a breathing space, but do the other changes as well. And then, you know, obviously you've got to have fun. You know, we're all going to have a beer. We're going to have a, you know, a bit of a baguette or whatever we're going to have. Mm. But just get the balance. And
so how do you get hold of chlorine dioxide solution, CDS, chlorine dioxide solution, and how expensive is it? Or do you go to a website? What, if people are interested in taking the next step, Mark, what would they do?
Okay, well, there's a site that that looks after water purification, and that's called WPSAustralia.org.
Yeah.
And so that's one place where you can get water purification, which is what they do. So and there's plenty of other places, I'm sure.
I just want to refer people, but it's my understanding is getting hold of or consuming CDS is not expensive.
Not at all. No, it's very inexpensive.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So as you're talking about removing toxins, my dad, a long time ago, dear listeners, I have been on the health journey since 1965 when I went to my first naturopath. And I learned from a lot of health experts that I've dealt with over the years, but certainly in those early days, that the greatest cause of disease is, think about it, what is the greatest cause of disease? And Mark, I'm not going to quiz you here, but I was told, and I've tested this, the greatest cause of disease is constipation, and it's your body not eliminating. And here you are talking about the need to eliminate. And you know, if I was going to be a little bit rude, I'd say many of us are full of SH1T. I wouldn't want to. And the other issue around constipation is most people are dehydrated. And so this dehydration element also leads to, because they're not drinking enough water, they also, there's not much difference between a desire for water and a desire for food. So instead of people drinking water, as I'm doing now, they go, oh, I must be hungry. So they eat food instead of drink water. But what they're really, what their body's craving for is more water. So how much water should we be drinking in an environment now where our water is certainly got plenty of chemicals in it, including fluoride?
Well, I guess our thirst is a key to that. But having said that, salt is the trigger to our thirst center in our brain. So there are two factors, and we need to consume salt, preferably salt from the sea, not refined salt. Salt from the sea is a rich source of minerals, and it's also an alkalizing influence in our bodies. It's not the demon that that we are indoctrinated that it, in fact it is by some sources.
So we should all be taking sea salt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything labelled sea salt.
You have to know that some salt is actually demineralized, and all you're getting is sodium and chloride, and that's not what you want.
Yeah.
But get sea salt, and I think perhaps it bears checking, but I think it's superior from to Himalayan salt for the reason that iodine is in some cases inadequate in some Himalayan salts. I could be in error there, but I'm told that's the case. But sea salt will definitely have iodine in it. So, anyway, to answer your question, yes, drink as much water as possible, and particularly if you consume a lot of caffeine or alcohol, you'll be dehydrating by virtue of the diuretic effect of both of those substances. Just be aware of that factor. But you know, people talk about consuming, you know, several liters of water a day. I don't personally do that, but I definitely and we have to listen to our thirst centers and the urge to drink, and don't forget to listen to it, because I think that's a pretty important part about being hydrated.
And you said, listen to your body. Well, with the sad times, the sad week that we've had this week with Judith Durham dying and then Olivia Newton-John dying. And, you know, I've had some dealings with Olivia's wonderful husband, Amazon John Easterling, with such wonderful knowledge of natural healing therapies. And Olivia, in a couple of interviews I've heard after she died, subsequent to her death that were replayed, she said, I knew there was something wrong with me because I was listening to my body. And you've mentioned it a couple of times already, you know, and what do you think most people are capable of listening to their bodies?
Absolutely. But I think that, you know, we're indoctrinated to seek our guidance and our direction from external sources. And you and I both know, Charles, that this time now is about the moving from the old doctrine of outer knowledge to the new, which is of inner knowledge. And because we have all knowledge within us, if we only just learn to listen and to seek it. And that's interesting, as I mentioned earlier, in the Majestic 12 information on page 433, as a matter of fact, the reference to our God magic is none other than a reference to our DNA activation. And the fact that that information was highly classified up until I think it was actually 2016 and subsequently declassified, it begs a few questions in my mind, which is, one of the questions is, well, why would they be declassifying it at this time? And the reason that I know to be correct is that because this is the time for us to now start to do what the Star Children are doing and activate our DNA. And Star Children is a very interesting case in point. If you look up Mary Rodwell, Star Children, you'll find a huge amount of information in relation to these kids who are being born now. Virtually all kids being born now have this higher functioning DNA, and they are telekinetic. They're moving all sorts of things with their minds. They're literally all sorts of connections with other dimensional races and beings. And the information is quite profound and absolutely fascinating. And it brings into our reality as we experience connecting with these kids who are capable of communication far beyond their years. And I think most of us have you know, nephews and nieces and grandchildren or whatever, who we have already connected with in this particular context. So anyway, I digress on multiple sort of directions.
But
back to inner knowledge and looking within. So there you go.
No, that's, so this activation of DNA fascinates me because, you know, the I love the line in the Bible, the kingdom of God lies within,
yep,
not without.
Absolutely.
And so give us a sense of, let me put it this way for our listeners, this awareness of spirituality, Mark, of, you know, the spiritual movement that's happening on the planet, and this question of these Star Children, as you're saying that, then we've got the FDA wanting to jab newly born babies, 6-month-old babies, with these bioweapons called COVID vaccines.
So let me just jump in back briefly on the MMS and CDS. The whole reason that we engaged with that was because we saw a clip in which there was talk about, and this was from a natural healer, about a concept of transfection, whereby the vaxxed would be able to, via spike proteins and mRNA, transfect the unvaxxed.
I've certainly experienced that.
Yeah, as have many. And so this concept was sort of put out by this natural healer as being something that was going to harm us all dramatically in the coming years. And so we, by no coincidence, became aware of CDS. And in becoming aware of it and becoming educated about it, and now in, among other things, talking with you and spreading the word, we feel that that issue of transfection has been, in many respects, transcended, because we have a remedy, a means by which to get a reprieve. So that's briefly what I just wanted to add in respect of CDS. And there's just a couple more things about physical health that I'll say, before we move on to the metaphysical aspect, if I can just do that.
Yeah, so please.
There's two fundamental causes of ill health or aberrations of health. I don't want to talk about disease. And those issues are firstly toxicity, which we've covered, and the second one is nutritional deficiencies. And this leads into hemp, which you and I are both great, advocates for. And so in respect of nutritional deficiencies, as a vet, we, unlike the medical docs, are educated in nutrition. And the reason that we're educated in nutrition is because we work with production animals, and we're talking about billions of animals, not sort of half a dozen or a dozen or 20 or 100. And we know that if animals are fed in a way that is complete, they don't develop developmental diseases. And I happen to have direct experience with this in my early days. After I graduated, I became involved in nutrition research, and I found that trace elements and mineral deficiencies were capable of avoiding and preventing developmental skeletal diseases in horses and in cattle. So the concept of deficiency disease syndromes is one that I was very aware of. And fast forward, we then became involved through Horsepower with a amino acid research project, which won awards from the CSIRO. And just in the last few minutes, as the particular meeting at the award meeting was finishing, the horse trainer said to me, "You know what? This works in people as well as horses." And I said, "Really? So tell me more." The best things always happen in the last 5 minutes, as Fiona says often. And so, so this guy said, "I used to have bipolar." And I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "What sort of improvement?" He said, 80%. And the guy subsequently went off the aminos several times and went back on them. And every time he went off them, the bipolar came back. And he said, "And there's more." And I said, "What's the more?" And he said, "Well, depression." I said, "What sort of improvement?" He said, 80%. And other people have had OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, also improved. But where this leads is that amino acids are the precursors of all enzymes and all biochemical pathways, of which there are billions in our body's daily function, are dependent on enzymes for their functionality. So if over time we accumulate a deficiency of one or more amino acids, well, then we basically disable some of those biochemical pathways, and the result of that is that our overall function as an organism is diminished. But the good news is, like with the trace elements, and a better metaphor, I suppose, is that if we sweat, we lose salt, and everybody knows you get a cramp if you get deficient in salt. So you take the salt, and then the cramp goes away. Osteoporosis and skeletal problems is similarly related to deficits of trace elements and minerals. Well, if you take all of those and put them together, that is the effect of salt and trace elements and minerals, and then multiply it by probably a factor of millions, you've got the significance of amino acid deficiencies. And some of those, and we found in horses that we see significant improvements in temperament and behavior. And so the obvious question is, well, how do we get, and many other factors, including hemoglobin levels and many, many things, and we've only just started to scratch the surface. So how do we get amino acid levels up in our bodies? Okay, that's a very interesting question, because there's a global trend that's been going for some time for people as as we progress in our awareness and particularly our consciousness expansion, we are aware that there's an ethical issue with eating red meat and there's a health issue with it. And so there's a global trend whereby red meat consumption has decreased from probably 5 or 6 times a week down to 3 or 4 times a week. One of the consequences of that is that we then obviously start to be in the zone where we're going to become protein and amino acid deficient. So one very brilliant way to replace that is with hemp protein. And the reason is that hemp protein has the best amino acid profile of virtually any food that you can eat. And it's affordable. There's an organization called nutsaboutlife.com.au where you can purchase it for $15 a kilo. And if you consume 3 or 4 tablespoons a day, you'll be making a really significant contribution to increasing your amino acid levels.
And wow. And stop there, Mark. We've got to go to an ad break. I'm with Mark Greathead, a genius. We're going to go back to this question of 3 to 4 tablespoons of hemp seeds. I'm Charles Kovess, your host on the Mind Medicine Program, and I'm with Mark Greathead, a genius on health. We'll be back shortly.
The midterms, and America votes on November 8th.
With his expert analysis and opinion,
this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
In case anyone is still unclear about what is meant by the deep state or the DC swamp, consider this. Federal magistrate Bruce Reinhardt, who signed off on the FBI's warrant request so that it could send 36 jackbooted thugs marching through Mar-a-Lago Monday and rifling Melania's closet, had to recuse himself from the Trump versus Hillary Clinton civil suit back in June. Judges have to recuse themselves from cases where either there's a conflict of interest or an inherent bias against one of the parties. So he had to recuse himself in June, but in August he's competent to sign a search warrant for the president's private residence? That's grounds for impeachment, and it's grounds for disbarment. Meanwhile, Eric Holder was out Monday telling lies about President Trump and justifying this search warrant. Make no mistake, Joe Biden is not running the country. This is Obama's third administration. Trump 47 needs to be much more ruthless than Trump 45 ever was. No more deep staters in high positions. Looking at you, Christopher Wray, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell. No more, these are nice people, I'd hate to see them get hurt. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Gloves off, Mr. President. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Register today at walkms.org.
The radio station everyone is talking about, TNT, where the longer you listen, the more reasons you find to keep listening.
Keep listening.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to the Mind Medicine Program. I'm Charles Kovess, your host, Australasia's passion provocateur, and I'm with a man who's truly passionate about health, Mark Greathead. And he told us before the break that we need 3 to 4 tablespoons of hemp seeds, hemp industrial hemp seeds each day. Can you collaborate on that and the link to amino acid levels in our bodies?
Yes, Charles. Yes, it's a really interesting topic, and like I said, it's a good news topic, because there are many, many disease conditions that are reversible simply by virtue of replacing amino acid deficits that we've accumulated over time, just like animals do if their diets aren't correct. The other point that I was just about to speak of is the fact that it's been documented that in the presence of amino acid deficiencies, our body's intelligence knows to mobilize amino acids from sources within our body. And one of those sources is our ligamentous tissues, because collagen is a source of amino acids. So the issue with that, potentially, particularly for athletes, is that we, when we cannibalize those ligamentous tissues, well, then obviously we're at risk of having weaker ligaments and potentially ligaments that rupture and damage. In the horse business, particularly the racing and performance horse business, that's really important information. Likewise in people, it's a big deal. So I just mentioned that, and a very simple remedy. And there are also amino acid supplements that are very beneficial as well. And what we found when we started to analyze diets, which we did with computer software back 30 years ago, was that it was all good to have supplements, but if the basic diet was inadequate, the supplement usually didn't do the job. The supplement wasn't sufficient in quanta to make up for the deficit of an inadequate diet. So that's why I say, you know, and it's a very good thing to do anyway, is to start to put more hemp into your diet, hemp seed into your diet, in place of meat and animal products generally.
And what about hemp seed oil?
Yeah, hemp seed oil is a fantastic source of fatty acids. And then there's the full spectrum hemp oil, which we'll also talk about. And that probably leads us into the subject that you mentioned of mental health. Mental health, as I mentioned earlier, is definitely well documented as being greatly benefited by having adequate amino acid levels in our diet and replacing amino acid deficits. Detox is going to be a factor in that as well, because if we've got pathogens, particularly chemicals and heavy metals in our brain, that's not going to be conducive to having a clear, sharp sort of mental function and process. And you know, as is sort of spoken of in various martial arts regimes, and I know you'd be an advocate of this, you know, healthy body, healthy mind, and vice versa. And so it's not rocket science.
Except it is rocket science in the sense of, how do I work out what my nutritional deficiency is? You know, because I've been involved in health since 65. The knowledge is exploding. And you made the comment 10 minutes ago when you mentioned hemoglobin, that we're just starting to work out how the body works. And so then suddenly I go, gosh, out of this whole range of ideas that I've had, how do I select what's right for me? I, by the way, it's always right to have hemp seed. Okay, no doubt, everybody. Whilst I'm involved in hemp, there's no harm done. It's a source of protein. But with all the other supplements and the like, what do you recommend to people?
Well, like I said a minute ago, the starting point is a diet, So the trend, quite rightly, is to go away from red meat consumption. The majority of red meat is grown with chemicals, and the pastures on which they're grown has pesticides, in particular glyphosate, but also chemical fertilizers and various other chemical inclusions. So getting away from meat, going towards and this is a process, you know, it's something that we do over time, but going away from red meat, going to white meat, going to fish, going to hemp, and gradually having more plants in our diet. That's the basic sort of message, and less carbs, that's the other message.
That message works, and then the detoxing, change my nutrition. I don't call it a diet. I call it a nutritional regime.
Mm-hmm. You know,
And changing that nutritional regime, and then by having the hemp seeds, that's a big step in terms of amino acids. By the way, it also becomes confusing, and you can see why people are confused. And confusion, if people are confused, they will not take the next step, right? That's clear. Remember that classic line, you know, clarity leads to power. And the other one is confusion kills engagement. Yep. And so if people are confused, they go, I don't know what to do, so I'll keep doing what I've always done. And so that's where this show is about helping to eliminate confusion. And I think you've really made some clear pathways here. Would you recommend finding a good holistic health practitioner to also help you help people be guided on their next steps?
Oh, 100%. Yes, absolutely. Mm. But it is pretty straightforward at the end of the day. You know, you basically just get in that general direction of those few basic aspects of diet. And then have an inquiring mind and work with a holistic practitioner by all means, and things basically do start to improve.
And listen to a recording of this show to hear your genius and other shows that we've had, because we've had a number of wonderful health practitioners. Now, Mark, on the last 3 minutes that I've got with you before we're going to run out of time, I'm really keen for you to share your vision for humanity and the paper that you put together, You Can Heal Your Life. But I know you've got a big vision for humanity. So where do we get hold? Oh, sorry, if anyone wants to get hold of your paper, can they download it from a website or do we send it to them?
Yes, they'll be able to download it from the WE Project, which is www.theweproject.is.
The WE Project.is, yep.
Yep.
That's to download the paper. Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's not there at the moment, but it'll be there in the next week or so. So just in the meantime, if they need it prior to that, they can get it either from yourself or from me. And my email is mark@intention1@gmail.com.
mark@intention1.
Not the number.
Yeah.
.com@gmail.com.
Beautiful. So your vision for humanity, Mark, what are you working for? What are you, we've only got a couple of minutes, but I know you've got a big vision.
Thanks, Charles. You ask good questions. The vision is, as per what's been foretold, is that this time is special. This has been spoken of for aeons throughout history. And the clues, as I mentioned, about MJ-12 and all of the avatars and advanced beings that have ever been here were all people who are the way showers for this time. And so this is, as I said, the star children arriving is another clue. This is the time when we're literally transcending the limitations that we've experienced up until now. Christ gave us the clue. He said, all that I have done, you will do and more. The God is within us, as you also said, and all we need, why would it be that we have junk DNA? Why would we have massively more capacity in our brain than what we utilize? Did the Creator screw up? Or is there another reason? And could it be that that reason is that we actually have the ability to activate and become more than we've been before? So obviously that's a rhetorical question, and all we need to do to engage with that is to choose it and to start to do what's necessary to clean up our bodies, detox our bodies, and meditate and we use the terminology lovingly command, because as higher dimensional beings, we don't need to ask or hope for or wish or pray. We can command our souls to expand and to bring this greater reality and experience and dimensionality into activation. That's my vision. It does take your breath away, but you asked for it, so there you go.
I did. I love the vision. And to help people really understand that, if you look at the sound spectrum and the light spectrum in universe, as humans, we experience a tiny, tiny proportion of seeing and hearing what's actually going on in the universe. And so if you think Mark's vision is big, well, when you start to understand how amazing this universe is and how little we actually know, then open your mind to possibilities. And from listening to this show, it could lead you down a path of discovery where you become open to new ideas that you would not have seen before. So, Mark Greathead, thank you for sharing your wisdom. I will have you back again in the future because I want to unpack some of these ideas. Thanks for sharing your strategies, ideas with us. And if people take action, they will benefit from this.
Thank you, Charles. And I'd love to talk more because there is much more to talk about in terms of all the other things that, you know, we're all doing. So thank you very much. And thank you.
Thanks, Mark. And you've been listening. In fact, you're halfway through the Mind Medicine program today with Charles Koves. I'm your host. We'll be back after the break with my next guest, who's going to talk about some very interesting stuff. Stick around, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it.